You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
The Hawk, good evening and welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, the 1 hour on 101.5 The Hawk where we have a variety of things happening. What do we have this hour? We have music, jazz music, Frank Rossellino, Miles Davis, John McLaughlin, Rasan Roland Kirk, Maharu Koshi, and so many more musicians coming this hour. We also have Gabriel Iglesias joining us for some comedy, as well as some other fun things happening, but you have to stay tuned for that. And just like this show has a high variety of things, as I like to think, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. Take this, for example. In Dublin, Ireland, there is a man, a salesman, quoted as Mattress Mick, who has dubbed he will not be accepting bra money anymore. There's a big heat wave in Dublin right now, and he has claimed that he's not accepting bra money due to increasing temperatures, and for their own personal safety, we will not be accepting any bra money. Now, what is bra money? Bra money is money you store in the bra, and I suppose the increasing temperatures turn that cash into slush, and I suppose that just isn't good enough to buy the beddings from Mattress Mick. It's kind of wild, because I thought, where could this story be with so many heat waves around the world? And, you know, it seems no better place than Dublin for this to happen. So we thank you, Mattress Mick, for your sacrifice, all the business. My question is, how many people go to a bedding store and are buying mattresses or sheets with cash that they don't even store in their wallet? I found that rather curious. Also, what was curious was this picture of a goose I saw, and it was flying upside down. Its legs in the air, its wings pointed towards the ground, but its head stays straight up. It's a really curious thing. You can check out the photo on our social media, Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook, or Johnny.Athens on Instagram. And apparently, geese will do this. They'll fly upside down to show off to their mates, or to find a mating partner. Some people thought maybe the bird was broken, that when the government put it together, they made a mistake. Some thought that perhaps it was training for gyroscopic re-entry into the Earth after joining Jeff Bezos on his flight to space. And apparently this is not the first time geese have done wild things for the attention of their mates. A few months ago, one goose tried to break into a hospital to save another one, which was going in for surgery to fix a leg. He had a broken leg. But apparently they were able to catch them both, and they both recovered and are now on a wonderful honeymoon in wonderful San Francisco. Now, speaking of San Francisco, they have one of the largest musical instruments in the world. Can you guess what it is? The Golden Gate Bridge. That is right. One musician, Nate Mercero, has performed a duet with the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, the bridge is known to, as many other bridges around the world, make sounds, its cables humming in the wind. And Nate decided that this is a great way to add an edge to his music, so he took advantage of the opportunity. He posted a video on YouTube called The Golden Gate Bridge Duet, and it really sounds lovely. Some wind, but it's very ethereal and aesthetic, because it's very calm. It's a quiet, almost a whistle. Really is a hum. So it's remarkably musical and incredibly talented. That's the ingenuity you need to get around in the world now. Take this. This is a tip. So there you go. Go sing a song with a bridge. I used to have a friend who could sing as well as a bridge. A drawbridge. That is, we would wish his trap would stay closed. Anyhow, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And while that is nice music, we do have nice music of our own this hour. Who did I mention earlier? That was David Rose we just played. We have Roland Kirk, Frank Rosalino, Miles Davis, John McLaughlin, and many others coming up. But we'll get started with Eat That Chicken by Rahsaan Roland Kirk on 101.5 The Hawk. Oh, Lord, I want to eat that chicken, eat that chicken, my own. Oh, Lord, I want. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Frank Rosalino with My Deluxe. A great trumpeter and a talented band there with some great tunes with a wonderful album. And up next, I was going through some music and I found an interesting curiosity. From Miles Davis's 1970 album Bitches Brew, which is a renowned jazz album for helping perpetuate jazz rock and jazz experimentalism. He had just started a couple albums earlier exploring that, and this one is kind of definitive. He changed his style. His solos were explosive and high. They were all over the place. Everybody was doing a great thing. And what great album doesn't have some little lore behind it? Lenny White, who played on the album, said that it was like an orchestra, and Miles was our conductor. We wore headphones. We had to be able to hear each other. There were no guests at that session. No photos allowed. But there was one guest that nobody talked about. Max Roach. All live recording. No overdubs. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for 3 days. It was incredible. And that energy, that aura, that aesthetic can be heard in the album. I'm sure that that album probably hits different when you listen to it at 10 a.m. and when you listen to it at 1 p.m., especially 3 days in a row. But to get back to the song we'll be featuring, John McLaughlin was also a musician on this album, and he was lucky enough to have a track named after him. He was one of Miles's preferred guitarists, which, as we know, that means a lot. And it was because of that love that Miles was willing to help him build a solo career and get going when he decided to leave Miles' fusion band, you know. And I think this track really shows the band's full potential, because John McLaughlin, by Miles Davis, really emphasizes all the fusion elements, and we'll listen to that real soon. But what was curious I found, because John McLaughlin, the artist, has a track called Miles Davis, perhaps out of thanks, perhaps out of repatriation. It's also that kind of pseudo-jazz, punk experimentalism. And it was on his solo album, Electric Dreams, once he had his career started there, about 9 years later, after Bitches Brew, Electric Dreams in 1979. And so I guess because he had the song named after him on that album, he decided to return the favor and named the song Miles Davis. It's a wonderful tune, and it's great. So we'll start off with John McLaughlin by Miles Davis, which Miles wrote and conducted, but he did not play on this track. And we'll take a listen to that right now on 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back. 101.5 The Hawk, that was John McLaughlin with the wonderful Miles Davis. And that was Miles Davis before that performing John McLaughlin. I apologize if you're only now tuning in. Some great tunes. We're kind of just noting that the two artists paid respect to each other by naming songs after both of them, because they both, Miles Davis helped launch John McLaughlin's solo career, and John McLaughlin thanked him for that by naming the song after him. So there you go. A wonderful camaraderie in the jazz business. Playing the music and lots of love. That's how it goes around with the jazz. I also want to talk for a moment about Canada in the Olympics. We did rather well this year. 11th place with 24 medals overall, 7 gold, 6 silver, and 11 bronze. We performed really well in a lot of the track, the canoe sprint. We got silver and bronze. I think that's really wonderful. Canoeing is a wonderful Canadian pastime, I think. It's one of my favorite activities to do in the summer. And if you haven't done it, and assuming you know how to swim, that's important, I recommend it. But judo, we came out. I think that was the first time in the Olympics with judo. Soccer, I watched just about the last half hour, or well, hour, because I guess penalties as well, of that women's soccer match, and it was wonderful. It was unlike any soccer game I've ever watched before, and it was just incredible to see us take that. You know, Sweden played really well too. It was a great game, and they made the country proud. Up next, we have Gabriel Iglesias. He's going to be telling us some great jokes, but before that, we have a wonderful quartet. The very own Dave Brubeck playing the infamous Somewhere on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Maharu Koshi and Haruomi Hosono with Western Bolero from their album Swing Slow. Some Japanese jazz there. Really wonderful sound. Very different from what we get to hear in American jazz and the European influences. And I'm glad we have that and we can feature that on the show. Get a bunch of different cultures and styles in here. That is part of the variety of the Variety Hour. It's not just jazz music, but it is jazz music. We're going everywhere, all over. It's all about expression and loving yourself, right? But there are different ways we can express ourselves, and sometimes it's not just through the sounds of horns and pianos or even our own singing of songs, but it can be through the lighthearted joisterous of comedy. And that is what Gabriel Iglesias will do for us tonight on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. He will tell us about his successes. In this case, his great fame on television. Here is Gabriel Iglesias on 101.5 The Hawk.
Yeah, man, I love Paul. Like I said, Paul's one of the main reasons why I got into comedy. And he used to mess with me a lot. Trust me, in my last special, I talked about how I had a Volkswagen Beetle. It was a true story. I really had a Beetle, and I got rid of it because I got tired of the fat jokes. When you're a fluffy guy and you have a little car and all of your friends are professional comedians, oh, they'll make you cry. Paul especially.
How the hell did you manage to squeeze inside of that? No, hombre, I have never seen a car expand before while someone was inside of it. How do you get a stretch mark on the windshield? That's what I want to know. When you fart, does it go faster?
One after another after another. I'm like, oh my God. And you know what it is? It's karma. Because 10 years ago, I did a joke about Paul Rodriguez on TV. I used to be on a show on the Nickelodeon network called All That. Some of you remember? Yeah? That was me, a lot smaller. I was only 2Xs. I was a 2X, yeah. Anyway, as soon as the TV show season was over, they gave all the cast members gifts. They gave this one girl TV, this one kid a DVD collection. Since I was the only one who had his own car, they gave me a car alarm with a remote start to it. A lot of cars have those now, but think back 10 years ago, there was only a few that had the... My friends went, "Where'd you get that?" I looked at him and I said, "Nickelodeon." "That's bad." I go to show it off to everybody. I showed my mom. I said, "Mom, go to the car. I gotta use the bathroom. I left you a present." "Un present, okay." So she goes to the car and I started the car from the kitchen.
El diablo! El diablo! El diablo!
I had to run outside. "Mom, it's not the devil." Look it, look it, look it. "Nickelodeon." "Oh my God, mijo. Oh my God, you scared me. Me sacaste un pedo, mijo. Oh my God, mira, smell, smell, smell. Smell, mijo, smell." I wind up doing a show in Hollywood at a comedy club, and I'm working with my idol, with Paul Rodriguez. As soon as the show was over, we go, we're walking out the door, and he walks up to me and he says,
"You know, I like the whole fluffy thing you do. It's catchy. Sounds cute. Keep eating."
We walk outside, and my car is parked there first because I showed up late. So, my car's right there, and Paul walks by. "All right, take it easy." He walks right in front of my car, and my friend goes, "Dude, show him your car. Show him Nickelodeon." And I couldn't help it, freaking.
"Hey, hijo la chi, what the hell? What is this? Paul!
Nickelodeon!"
"Hombre, cabrón, pinche fluffy, you gave me a heart attack. You take it easy."
Valet brings his car around, a brand new Porsche 911. The car was nice. He pulls up and Valet gives him the keys. He turns around and looks at me.
"Hey, tú, Fluffy, check it out."
I'm like, "Whatever, it's not Nickelodeon." Chup-chup. The door pops open. Chup-chup. Trunk.
"I'm not through yet."
Chup-chup.
HBO.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Just Friends by Sonny Stitt. And before him, we had Gabriel Iglesias as our comedian tonight, talking about some of his successes in the business. And we've had plenty of great music. We're going to have more next week, so be sure to tune back in. To finish us off tonight, we have Larry Vukovic, who was from former Yugoslavia and is the only student of the legendary jazz pianist and funk pianist, Vince Guaraldi. You may know him from such songs as Cast Your Fate Into the Wind, his famous duet album with Bola Set, and as the composer for much of the Peanuts music up until his death. But Larry Vukovic is, you know, it's actually an inspiring story because he grew up in a free Yugoslavia during World War II, which is where he first heard jazz music playing on the American air radios. And after the country defaulted to communism, jazz became this idea of freedom. It became a way of life almost. So for him, it was a great way to express himself, and I think that shows in his music. So I want to thank you again for tuning in this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you to those who think of listening, because it's the thought that can count. If you want to hear more about Johnny Athens and what's going on, feel free to check out the social media. Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment, and Instagram is johnny.athens. Thank you very much for listening once again. And to close out our show, here is Larry Vukovic with I Ain't Got Nobody on 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.